Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, Ireland's first marine national park has been announced today. Pádraic Náisiúnta na Mara, Cúraí, incorporates the seas off the Dingle Peninsula, as well as the Conor Pass, land at Inch Beach and Ownmore River. Jack O'Donovan Thraw is a marine biologist and communications officer for the Fair Seas campaign, which has been pressing for marine protection areas around our coasts. And he was at the announcement today of Pádraic Náisiúnta na Mara in Dingle. He joins us now. You're very welcome, Jack, to the programme. I know the Fair Seas campaign has been calling for 30% of Ireland's ocean territory to be fully protected by 2030. So is this a good start today?
Well, what this is today is a little bit separate from the marine protected areas that Fair Seas are calling for. What we see today is Pádraic Náisiúnta na Mara. So it's a national park with a large marine component. And that is essentially separate. So we're calling for marine protected areas, which are like people might be familiar with special areas of conservation or special protection areas that encircle the coast around Ireland, two large ones off the seas off Wexford, designated actually recently. However, the difference here is, you know, at the announcement, I was quite hopeful to see what measures might come into place, but it was kind of stressed by both the Director General of the National Parks and Wildlife and Kieran O'Donnell, the Minister of State over the OPW, that nothing would change on the ground in the area. And really, I suppose what this is today, it's a vision, the national park. It's a vision for maybe advancement and development in the area on the side of nature and maybe tourism. But on the side of nature, there is really no developments here. There's no new designations of any areas for nature or wildlife. It's essentially just a new title.
And what is it that you would have liked to have seen when it comes to action?
Well, with any designation, what really, the designations themselves do nothing for nature or communities in the area. What's important is the management plans, the monitoring and the funding that comes with them. So the reason Fair Seas are advocating for marine protected areas is because currently, for protecting nature in Ireland, we use these special areas of conservation or special protection areas, and they come from EU law. Ireland doesn't actually have any national legislation that would allow us to designate marine protected areas. And the reason we're advocating for marine protected areas is it gives us a much better chance of actually managing the areas for nature. And in the EU law, stakeholder consultation is not a mandatory part of the process. So when Fair Seas began campaigning in 2022, we were calling for the government to write this new national legislation. Thankfully, and I spoke to Minister Malcolm Noonan about this morning, he said it really is imminent. They are saying this new legislation will be groundbreaking, so we're imagining it will be very robust. And we're calling for stakeholder consultation and as well management plans to be a mandatory part of any new designations. So if we're going to get a new protected area, that when it comes, it really will work to protect nature and also engage and inspire the local community to want to get on board with that initiative.
And what would that new legislation do, ideally from your perspective?
So that legislation would basically fill the gaps between what's not working with the European law. So the European law is the what I mentioned, the SACs and the SPAs. That's called the Natura 2000 network. And we have about 10% of the waters around Ireland covered with these areas. But like I said, there's no management plans for them. There's no funding, or there essentially isn't even anyone in charge of them to look after them. So with the marine protected areas legislation, what we need is we need a team and a system to be put in place within some sort of a state body to actually look after our waters. So people who are over managing them, making sure that the wildlife in those areas is actually recovering. And you'll actually see that in a few areas around Ireland, like Rockabill is an island off the coast of Dublin where Birdwatch Ireland are actively managing that colony. And it's one of the only growing seabird colonies in Ireland are the ones where an NGO such as Birdwatch has stepped in to actively manage them. Because otherwise, we just have the lines on the maps and no management in place.
So management is key then, really, is it, when it comes to all of this, whether it's on land or at sea?
Absolutely. Management is key, and public engagement as well, because if we engage with the local community and local communities, you know, become really inspired and proud of the nature they have on their doorsteps, they want to become part of the process. And as part of the work of Fair Seas, we've actually been travelling around the coast of Ireland over the last 2 years making a few films. One is Fair Seas, the Kingdom of Kerry. It's available on YouTube. And when we talk to fishing communities, people actively working in fishing, people working in ecotourism, they all say that they just want to be part of the conversation, you know, which is the big thing. And people think there will be a lot of controversy surrounding protected areas because restrictions might come into place in some areas. I've never met any fisherman or fisherwoman or person working in seafood or agriculture who is fundamentally against these issues, but they just say, yeah, we're all for having healthy seas. Like, our livelihood depends on the ocean being healthy and stocks being healthy and recovering, which they're not at the moment. Just to inform you all that, you know, stocks are declining across the coast. Crabs are nearly disappearing. The edible crab is, stock is in terrible condition.
Okay. And so it's about so this legislation that you were told today is imminent, this marine protection legislation. Would your expectation be that would, I know you're saying that people get concerned about restrictions, but would that put in place, or would you hope that that would put in place further restrictions on I don't know, would it be quotas or you know, try and replenish the stock of fish at sea?
Yeah, so basically the way it would work is with this new marine protected areas legislation, it would lay out a framework of how we can go about to say restore nature in an area or protect a habitat. And what we hope is that, first of all, through a process of very rigorous scientific study, followed by local community engagement, then you can come up with a management plan in consultation with the community, perhaps to limit or restrict some activities in some areas to allow those stocks to recover. And there's been no study of a marine protected area anywhere in the world that actually showed a decrease in fisheries catch. But there are many studies that show increase in the local fisheries catches due to a protected area, because the protected area becomes so hyper abundant in fish or crabs or whatever it may be, that they then spill over to the adjacent waters and help to restock the adjacent waters. So they're an incredible system for replenishing life in the ocean. But we just need this marine protected areas legislation to do it.
All right. Very interesting to speak to you, and thank you for joining us. That's Jack O'Donovan Thrall speaking to us there. And we will be returning to this issue after 5 o'clock.